What if the secret to your best copy, your most amazing marketing, is just being yourself? Hey guys, you're listening to Love People and Make Money, episode number 42. This is Kelly McCauzy. I am your host. Thanks for joining me today. So, how's everything in your world? Mine is good. I'm settled in here at home. I have accepted with grace all of the cancellations on my schedule, and I'm actually really enjoying this being settled in at home thing. Hardly ever leaving the house, ordering in groceries, ordering in everything that's possible. My daughter-in-law has this great routine where she sanitizes every single thing that comes into the house, protecting the grandchildren. I haven't seen friends or family in 2 months. I'm blessed to share my home with my son and daughter-in-law and the grandkids. I think that is what is making this so doable for me. I have been filling my time with awesome projects. Last weekend, we hosted beach camp virtually, Nicole Dean and I, and our speakers all showed up, just awesome. It was incredible. 2 full days in a Zoom room at a time when so many people are saying, I can't face another Zoom room. We had 126 women in the room at one point, which was so cool. The speakers were fantastic. You can pick up replays of the event at beachpreneurs.com. 2 of the replays are free, mine and Nicole's. And then the full set is $37. Half of all profits are being sent to feedingamerica.org. We already sent them $548. So super excited about that. I have a great guest to introduce you to today. Marisa Corcoran is going to be joining here in just a moment. I really enjoyed the conversation with Marisa. She's one of these people that when a friend told me about her, I felt like, how do I not know her already? You're going to probably feel the same way and be really glad you've had this chance to get to know her. So let's jump in. Hey guys, you're back with Kelly, and I'm joined now by my guest, Marisa Corcoran. Welcome.
Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for having me. And I love that you said my name correctly. That's like the best feeling in the world.
You provide good training. So I heard about you through a friend of mine, Melissa Brown. She has participated in your copy chat. And on one of our calls, you know, she mentioned what you were up to. And I thought, how do I not know this person? You do cool things. You know, you're building a community. You're really acting in service of others. You're all about creating great content, a copywriting, which is all part of content marketing for me. And you're just so invested in your community, and you are doing things, you're using your business to raise money. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like we should have known each other way before that, but I'm glad we've met now.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, Melissa is one of our listeners. And so this last season, or maybe even prior, but definitely last season of the copy chat, we've done 3 so far. So I love that like connection brings people together. That's awesome.
Yes. I want to hear what brought you into this business that you're running. You're teaching copywriting. Can people still hire you to do copywriting?
On a very, very limited basis. So right now my attention is really on my group program, which is called the Copy Confidence Society. Mm-hmm. And so that's where online coaches and creatives have the opportunity. We work together for 6 months, and I help you discover, you know, what to say, how to say it, and how to sell it. to magnetically attract your dream clients with all that personality filled copy that's going to, you know, dazzle your prospects. So it's really unique in that we work on your messaging. Each month is a different focus. So we work on your messaging, we work on your website, we work on sales pages, all of it. Because what tends to happen is usually copy is kind of like in the ethers of Kajabi somewhere and some like business course that you sign up, like, we'll teach you about copy, but copy and messaging is like really the core of your business. Without your message, there's, you know, really no way to kind of stand out. What, you know, what makes you different? So my focus is really there. And then I do leave a very limited few slots to do like done in a day with people, or we'll do like, we'll get, you know, a specific piece of copy, like done and dusted for you. But those spots are very limited now because most of my focus is on the society.
I love that. Done and dusted.
Done and dusted.
I remember the first time I took, the first time I bought any kind of a copywriting training, I received like a 25-page ebook with a template that said, write this, then this, then this, then this. Boom, done. And so my first copy, my first sales page, my first experience with copy sucked bad because I was following their precise template.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so why do you think it didn't work for you? I actually know the answer, but I want to know, like, from you, like, why do you think, like, when you did it, you were like, okay, this should be easy, but then it wasn't. Why?
It was stilted. It wasn't me at all. At that point, I didn't even know what me meant. Like, I didn't have a well thought out voice or brand or perspective. But the copywriting template I followed was basically, you know, point out the problem, stir the pot, make them want it bad, call them to action. Right. There was no relationship in it at all. And I'm all about relationship.
Yeah.
So yeah, it flopped.
Yeah. And you know what? You're not alone in it, because what happens, like you said, you know, so you said something so amazing, Kelly, when you said, I didn't know my voice or my perspective just yet. And this happens to us, even if we were like beginners, but even if we've, you know, had some success and some traction in our business, at some point there's like this threshold we keep hitting up against. Which is why, like, in the way that I teach copy in the society is we really focus on your messaging and your offers first before we really even do any writing, is to get that voice really solid and then how it applies. But I'm also coming in and giving you personalized edits on every piece of copy that you produce. So I really get to know your personality and giving you ideas of how you might say something, how you would express it, so that we make sure with kind of my skills that it is high converting and does its job, but that it also sounds like you, that it doesn't feel, you know, fake or phony in any way.
So you're really getting to know the people that are in this group in order to be able to give that kind of feedback.
Yeah. I only take 18 people in the group. So I get all up in your business, quite literally, you know, and I really learn about your personality, how you would phrase things. I see where you get stuck, where there's resistance, and also writing. So we've kind of looped in, you know, when you think of copywriting, it's part of the kind of whole, you know, marketing online, but writing is a very deep process, and it can hit up against all sorts of things for us because we're writing about ourselves. And with other kind of formula, with other things, there's usually like, you do this, and then you do this, and you do this, and then it equals this. And of course, there's some kind of basics of copywriting that, you know, work no matter what, but it really truly is a deeply unique process. And so giving yourself that space so you don't sound like everyone else, it sounds like you, and it's something you can keep repeating for yourself again and again.
I noticed that my first experience with learning copywriting was that ebook that, you know, fell flat, wasted my money, wasted my time. Later, I took another copywriting course from Ramit Sethi. Mm-hmm. And I got a lot out of that course, mostly because he just kept saying over and over and over again, forget the templates and be yourself.
Yep.
And so I would sit down with the copy I was writing and just, my first draft would just be whatever the hell I wanted to say.
Yes.
And then I would take a look at it and say, does that help it sell? Does that create confusion? You know, what do I need to do to make this flow? That I felt like was worth the price of the course, to just be told over and again to be myself. But I love the idea. One thing with Remy, it was $1,000 course and it was definitely worth it, but certainly no access to any feedback from him.
Yeah.
And the coaches, I did upgrade to get some coaching feedback, but interesting, the coach that gave me feedback, I felt like every bit of feedback he gave me said, don't be yourself, do it this way. And I thought, why the hell are you coaching on this course when you seem to be trying to undo everything that all the progress I make?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really important that it lines up, that, you know, who you choose to kind of be your mentor for it really lines up with the way that you approach it. And sometimes, you know, and I don't know because I wasn't there, but I'm interested, because oftentimes what happens is when we are doing copy, we feel like we have to say everything, or it's got to incorporate everything, when sometimes there needs to be more focus on. So for example, a lot of times people will focus on the features, you know, what you get, and it's actually not really the most important part. It's really about what those benefits are going to be. What's the results that those features are going to give you? So a lot of times when we're writing for ourselves, we kind of get caught up in that. So sometimes we do need someone to kind of steer us, but we want to make sure that that's a coach or somebody that we kind of jive, that we're on the same page together.
Yeah. I, looking back, I think a lot of it had to do with him being a dude and me being a woman who's mostly writing for women. I would wish for feedback from someone who gets me and gets my perspective. So I'm glad you're creating this. Now I want to back up to before you decided to create this course. Were you a service-based copywriter? Was that your gig?
Yep.
Writing copy for others?
Yeah, I was a done-for-you copywriter. So, I mean, very briefly, I came from the actor world. Okay. So I was an actor. I got my MFA from Harvard. And when I came back from school, back to New York City from Boston, I now had an agent, I had a manager, and I couldn't go back to my kind of normal gigs, which if you're an actor, you work in a restaurant, you're a nanny, you do 18 other things. And I really couldn't do that. I needed to make my own schedule so that if I had an audition, that could be the priority. So I had done a lot of writing in undergrad, and I had actually helped a few people in my grad class kind of write their thank you notes to agents that would see them. And they were getting really great response because I was having them like approach the agent kind of as a human. Mm-hmm. And because what happens in the actor world is that when you go into audition, or you go in a room where you're with people of authority that could decide whether you have a job or not, or give you a job, they can smell the desperation of an actor a mile away, and they're going to be turned off by it. So instead, you want to walk in and be very somebody who, you know, talks to them about normal stuff. Like, oh, hey, there's a picture of a dog on your desk. Oh my gosh, I have a dog too. Like being a normal person. Mm-hmm. So I helped my classmates kind of write their thank you notes based on, okay, well, what else did you talk about besides the business? Did you guys connect over the weather, sports? What was it? That's what we need to highlight in that note. So a friend of mine had basically been like, what you did, you could actually do this for people online. And I was like, really? And this was like in 2013, the online space was still a little bit like the wild, wild west. So I was like, okay. So I really got started slowly building up clients for copywriting while I was acting. And then in 2018, I left acting behind and went full blown in my business as a done for you copywriter. And then from there, built the copy chat, you know, took a nod from acting and created my own stage, which was the copy chat, and decided that if I wanted to be known in the space, I had to create my own stage, my own work. And that's what catapulted me from a done for you copywriter into a copy mentor.
That is so cool. I was going to ask you if you still acted? You answered that question.
I do not. I act. My stage every day now is my students and my clients.
That's
really awesome. Yeah.
So the decision to mentor others, was there a mindset shift that you had to go through to start offering to teach and train others?
Yeah, sure. I mean, what I had experienced was that a lot of people were trying to hire a copywriter mm-hmm. without fully knowing their own voice or their own message, which is a disaster because the copywriter can only help you so much. Like, you need to know what your voice and your message mm-hmm. and what's on point. So I was finding that a lot of people were coming to me who actually weren't ready to hire a copywriter. So they were spending a lot of money on something that they weren't ready for.
Yeah.
And number two, copywriting is a must-have skill if you want to be a sustainable business. Because think about it, we're writing copy every single day. And even in copy, even when you speak, Kelly, that's copy too. It's just spoken. So what we're doing right now is copy. We're on a Facebook Live, that's copy. And so it's a necessary skill to learn how you talk about yourself in a way that feels compelling and real and relatable. And so I recognized that people were needing more of that, but needing it in a little bit more customized way. So not just handing you a template and some recordings and saying, okay, best of luck, but actually creating a program where copy was at the center, where you were getting that kind of mentorship and personalized attention, where copy was the main focus.
Do you find in your mentoring, do you mostly work with women?
I do mostly work with women. I have a few like men, like raving fans that show up to all the copy chats. They comment on everything. They come to any bonus calls or Q&A calls that I do. But I really tend to have a female crowd.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Like 98% women with a few crazy guys.
Yeah.
Who just want to be part of everything. And who I think are freaking brilliant. So I'm glad they're around. I'm curious, what I'm noticing right now in the market is that everyone seems to just be trying to figure out how to use the F word a lot. Like that seems to be the new way to be yourself or be authentic, is just swear.
Oh, to swear. Okay. Yeah.
Let's just swear.
Yeah.
Like Ash over at the Middle Finger Project. I love her. She's been swearing for years. It's natural. But then I'll see someone else like, oh, I just found my own voice. And it means they just say the F word a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like my experience of it from them feels forced. Mm-hmm. How do you help somebody figure out, like, do you encourage people to just try it on for size? If they're like, hey, I think I want to incorporate more cussing into my copy, or, you know, how do you help them figure out what they want to be and do?
Yeah. The cussing guide to, you know, copy that sells. I say, you know, first and foremost, you really do need to focus on. So let me say this. So swearing or cussing is not going to fix bad copy. So if your message still isn't clear enough, you adding the F word in there isn't going to make it any better. It might get like a shock attention and your likes spike, but you might not see those conversions because it's still kind of, your message is muddied other than the fact that you used a four letter. So the first thing we always want to make sure is your message clear? Is it specific? Are you a specialist in a sea of generalists? And then from there, once we have that core statement solid, then from there, we add in what I call is like your copy leading lady. And a copy leading lady, there's five of them to choose from. And some of the copy leading ladies, like the hooker with a heart of gold, she's one of the copy leading ladies. So you think like J-Lo and Hustlers, or like Julia Roberts and Erin Brockovich, like think like hooker with that kind of feel, hooker with a heart of gold. That type, I'm a hooker with a heart of gold in my copy. So I might drop the F-bomb every now and then. It feels comfortable to who I am. It doesn't feel forced. It makes sense. So I feel like, but then there's other copy leading ladies, like the nerdtastic leader. So think like Hermione in Harry Potter, or the character of Lex from Jurassic Park, the little girl who like figures out how to shut down the raptors.
Yeah.
The nerdtastic leader might not be someone who swears. And then if they try, it might feel forced. So first we focus on the message, and then we decide, does that actually go with who you are? Or are you doing it just because it's trendy right now? And if it's you, if you are going to use it, Kelly, I say you go full for it, like go for it. But don't like, half butt cheek your way of doing it, you know? Because then it will feel forced.
Yeah. It's funny. On my podcast, I try not, I'm aware that moms are listening around their kids. So I don't usually fly off with a cuss word.
Yeah.
In other places, in like in group calls, I do, I cuss like crazy. I have potty mouth, but there's something so strange about typing out F-U-C-K. Mm. I never do it in writing. I don't know why it feels so different.
Should try it.
I love a good F word in other people's copy. Like when I can tell, like she would say that.
Yeah.
She would totally say that.
Maybe try it out. Maybe drop it in, see how it goes.
Try it on.
Yeah.
The leading ladies you describe, is that like, is that archetype? Have you created a quiz for someone to figure out what is their?
People tell me I should, but I have not.
That would be super fun.
Yeah, it's something I teach in my 3-part masterclass called Create Your Couture Copy. So in the second day of this 3-part masterclass, we go over your copy leading lady. And so I kind of give you ideas of how you would choose yours. And then from there, it's easy. Once you kind of know your copy leading lady, it's easy to kind of figure out like, what are your themes? And what are topics of things you would talk about in emails or websites or on your website, or, you know, like the fun facts part. It helps you kind of uncover your own flavor and how you show up online.
I love that. I want you to make that quiz.
I know, it would be a really great quiz, right?
Yeah. I'm poking around on your website. I see the information about the Copy Confidence Society. Is that group open right now?
Or? We just finished our last launch and the ladies just started this week.
Gotcha.
So our 18 ladies started this week. It's a really great crew. So we just finished our latest enrollment.
So the Create Your Couture Copy Masterclass, is that something that's available all the time?
It is only available to a select few, like if you ask me. So if you want, I could provide that for your audience.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Yes, we can provide it. It's something that I only bring out of the vault for things like this.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about something I saw you post on Facebook back in March.
Ooh, I love this. Ask me.
You said you can still sell and be mindful of this moment in history. And you pointed out, if you don't keep promoting your business and the good you do in the world, how does that help the economy? And you said, having an online business, you're in a unique position to be a leader right now, to actually keep the wheel moving, the wheel that helps people feed their families and pay the bills. I just want to say, amen. And you said, if selling feels icky to you, then it's likely it's always felt icky to you.
Yes.
I really enjoyed that.
I believe that what's going on right now, like with the coronavirus and everything. So first of all, let me say this. I 100% recognize that for many people, I mean, you've lost family members, people that are closest to you, jobs, 100%. You know, my mom was a social worker. Like, I grew up with her. I watched her go into communities and for certain families where I know 100% have been impacted right out the gate. So this is not like an, this is not like a, you know, hating on how anybody wants to react to the situation. I think we always have to lead with like compassion and with empathy of what's going on, because this is truly, you know, I say like, this is going to be the thing that comes out as everyone saying truly an unprecedented time. I feel like I've said unprecedented time so many times, but it's true. But with that being said, what I have noticed about the coronavirus is that it's really shed light on areas in our life or in our business that we've been avoiding. And so one of the things that I started to notice when it hit was all these people being like, well, I just want to offer, you know, my lead magnet, but I'm not actually going to like take anyone's email address. I'm just going to like give it. It started to like expose fears that if I had asked you about them in January and February, it's likely you had them then. It's just now you had this giant thing to wrap yourself around to keep you safe almost.
Yeah.
And so that's what I started to notice, was like all of a sudden people were scared to sell. And I'm like, but if I started to think about who those people were showing up, I'm like, I'd either worked with them or they were a colleague or I knew, or they listened into the copy chat and they'd written me emails. And I was like, I have a feeling this is how you were 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, and I noticed the same thing in my own life. Like I'd been saying to my husband, you know, Corona hit and my husband like figured out how to work out from home. He turned our living room every day. He turns it into a gym and then he puts it all back together. And I'm always like, oh, I need to do blah, blah, blah. And one day my husband was like, I mean, no offense, but like you've been trying to figure out something, a workout that you'd stick to since I met you 10 years ago. And I was like, damn, you're right. You know what I mean? Like just exposing things that you've ignored or you haven't focused on. And I'm not saying that means like, oh, you have to now, but I wanted people at that time in March to start to notice where they were sabotaging themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I did an episode in March speaking to answering the question, is it okay to focus on business right now? And I made a personal little checklist for myself, and I just offered it to others to say, you know, would this help you? Have I prayed and sent my love to people I care about? Have I met needs to the best of my ability for the people in my home? Have I reached out to connect with somebody virtually with love and the gift of my time? Have I given where I can? Have I taken care of myself physically? Have I taken care of myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? If I can check all that, then hell yeah, it's okay to focus on business right now. Yep. Like, and here's, it's so interesting. So that was published in March, because just like you, I had people asking like, is it okay? I don't know. I don't think I should promote right now. I think it might make me look like an asshole. I don't think, you know, everyone's out of work. No one has any money. And my response to that is like, you're making a lot of shit up, because yes, there are a huge amount of people out of work, but they're not actually my target market. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, some of them are now, because you know, they're starting blogs and wanting to build their communities online. But April was an amazing month for me, because I didn't slow down. I didn't stop making offers.
Same.
I made a decision to take one of my trainings and offer it for $10, just so that if there's anybody out there who lost their job and wanted to do something to move their business forward, they could find $10. And take some action. And that was super freaking awesome.
I love that. Yeah.
I did it again this month. I put a different product on special for $10, but I came to the end of April and I'm up from last year.
Yep. April for me was the busiest month, in my business, you know, to date. And so in March, like when Kelly, you pointed out that the thing that I had written, it was right after that where I was like, okay, let me take a pause really quick and let me acknowledge what's going on and let me help my community. So in the Copy Chat Facebook group, I have a client of mine who is a physician And she also has a coaching business where she works with other moms in medicine. So she has a lot of knowledge because she's like in the front lines in the hospital in Houston. So we brought her into the Copy Chat Facebook group and she did like a giant Q&A for people, which was awesome. And I did a few more like with colleagues of mine, like pairing up and talking about what you could do for your business and how to keep your message going. So we did a bunch of those things. I brought out Create Your Couture Copy so that people could come live and listen into the masterclass. And on that third day, I said, okay, if you want to discover, like, you know, what to say, how to say it to magnetically attract your dream clients, no matter what is going on in this world, this is what I'm going to show you how to do, and said the Copy Confidence Society. And the doors are open as I had planned. And then I just kept that faith of like what I was bringing was from a place of integrity and I could help women and we could do this. And I'm coming off of now a $233,000 launch.
Nice.
So it is absolutely possible for you to show up, like we said, sell and still be mindful of this moment in history.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I like you.
I like you too, Kelly. I think you're cool. And you did swear just a second ago. I don't know if you noticed, and that's okay.
I did.
But it's okay. It felt natural to me.
It does when it comes out of my mouth. It really does.
Yeah. So maybe it's part of like when you speak, but it's not in your writing. That's the thing. There's no rules.
Yeah.
There truly are no rules.
I like that. So, gosh, Marisa, thank you so much for making time to come and talk with me. I do want to tell my people all about you and share your Create Your Couture Copy.
Yeah, I'd love to give that to your audience. And it'll be, I send it to you over like a few days. So you can like, each one has a little worksheet that goes with it. So yeah, happy to offer that to y'all.
That would be awesome. So I'll link in the show notes to Marisa's website, to her Facebook page. You've got a Facebook group so that you guys can stay in touch and see what all Marisa has going on at any time. I'm so glad I met you. I'm glad Melissa told me about you.
Yeah.
Thank you again. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
Hey there. You're back with Kelly wrapping up this episode number 42 of Love People and Make Money. Didn't I tell ya? Aren't you so glad you got the chance to meet Marisa Corcoran? Check out all of the links on the website. Come back to lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Click on episode number 42. You're going to get a link there to the Create Your Couture Copy Masterclass that she provided for us. And if Marisa ever does get that Leading Ladies Archetypes test put together, I'll add that link as well. Hey, would you like to be a guest on the show? Would you like to give a 10-minute Kelly talk on one of my Monday night networking sessions? Would you like to apply to be a speaker at a live event in the future? You can come on over to lovepeoplemakemoney.com/volunteer and let me know who you are and what you'd like to share with my awesome community. I'd love to hear from you. Some things I've got going on for you guys for free, I want to just mention real quick before we say goodbye. One, idareyoutotrack.com is my free time tracking challenge where we read The Big Leap together and then do 5 days of time tracking. That has been a super powerful experience for people. For me too. Definitely for me too. And then I want to also mention coachingintriads.com is a totally free mini training and an experience where I invite you to get into tiny masterminds of three to coach, be coached, and practice listening skills. Coachingintriads.com. I love having free things available for you. And if you have anyone in your life who you think they should know about this, please send them the links. Thanks for spending this time with me. I will be back soon in another episode. Go love people and make money.